Thrill Me.
This show is part of the Thrill Me Podcast Network. Experience more on Facebook and YouTube.
Hey, what's going on? This is Thomas Nicholas. Welcome to the Meh Meh Total Groove with your host, Tombstone, Josh. What's up, everybody, and welcome into a brand new episode of the Metal Groove Podcast. Thank you guys so much for tuning in. I hope you've had a couple of wonderful weeks since the last time I've had the pleasure of speaking with you. Welcome into the program. My name is Josh. I am your host, and we're just going to be talking about a little-known band today. You might have heard of them. I mean, they're just one member of the Big Four when it comes to thrash metal, man. I mean, it's no big deal at all. I mean, you might have heard of them. I don't know, but that band goes by the name of Slayer. And you can't just say Slayer. You can't be like, I'm going to see Slayer today. Hey, I'm going to listen to Slayer while I'm on my route for work today. No, you have to put up a fist. You have to throw up your metal horns. You have to use that guttural instinct and just say Slayer. That's how you have to say it. But that is the band that we're talking about this week on the show. While they're not in my top five favorite bands of all time, I do respect their musicianship. I do respect the music that they play. I appreciate the just ginormous footprint that they have left on heavy music and the metal landscape as a whole, man. So, big fan of Slayer. You know, that's one of those bands I like to randomly put on whenever I just kind of need that extra punch, that extra get up to get through my day. But, why am I talking about Slayer this week? Well, in case you guys haven't heard, they just announced that they are reuniting for some festivals. Exciting, big time news. They've kind of been on hiatus, kind of like an early retirement, if you ask one of the, or if you go by what one of the other members have said. It was kind of like they weren't ready to retire, but some things kind of forced them into it. But anyways, they have announced that they are getting back together. So we're going to be going over that. We're going to be talking about those festivals. And I'm going to share an article about some songs. And then I'm going to play a Slayer song at the end of the show, man. Just kind of wrap it up. Just kind of put this big, beautiful, metal, heavy bow on this episode. Because I just wanted to show Slayer some love this week. I mean, I can't have a metal talking show without having a Slayer episode anyways, right? So that's what's on the agenda this week. We're going to be talking all things Slayer. Strap it in, lock it down. It's going to be a good one. But real quick, speaking of festivals, this kind of just popped into my head. Speaking of festivals, how do you guys feel about festivals? Like, let me know in the comments below if you enjoy them, if you don't enjoy them. Just you know, like, share your feelings with me. Tell me what you think about them. Just me, personally, I'm not a big fan of festivals. I don't feel like going somewhere for a whole entire day. Like, I do realize that you get to see a lot of bands at the same time, or at the same, you know, on the same day, you're getting to see a lot of bands that you normally wouldn't see together. So that aspect of it's cool. I've been to one festival that they did here in Charleston, and it was really to see one band. So I had to hang around all day just to see one band. I mean, it was okay. It was cool hanging out with friends and stuff. But for me, festivals aren't my thing. Like, if a band I like is coming here and they're going to be with two supporting acts, that's something I prefer. That's the kind of concert I would rather go to. So I'm not a big fan of festivals. Let me know what you guys think about festivals, or if you prefer just small concerts like I was talking about. All right. Let's get some of this business stuff out of the way. You know, we got to talk about it. We got to do it every single time because that's what we're trying to do. Spread positivity, be a friend, tell a friend, help the network grow, all of those great things, man. But while you're here, please like and subscribe wherever you are listening to, man. Also, ratings will go a long way into helping us stay competitive with other shows. So please rate, review, like, subscribe, all of those handy dandy fun things that are going on out there, man. We also have a Facebook and Instagram, TeePublic store. Just throw, you know, Throw Me Podcast Network, Google that, and you can connect with us on all levels. In case you guys are not aware, let me fill you in on some back history for the band. Slayer is an American thrash metal band from Huntington Park, California, formed in 1981. Holy shit, these guys have been around longer than I've been alive. Damn, I wasn't aware of that, man, but that's cool. They were formed by Kerry King, Jeff Hanneman, drummer Dave Lombardo, phenomenal, fantastic drummer. May I give him some respect right there? And then bassist, vocalist Tom Araya. Slayer's fast and aggressive musical style made them one of the big four bands of thrash metal alongside Metallica, Megadeth, and Anthrax. Slayer's current lineup consists of King, Araya, drummer Paul Bostaff. Bostaff? What a killer name, man. That's awesome. And you know me as a huge Ninja Turtle fan. I recognize when something like Bostaff just pops up into my frame of view right there, man. But and guitarist Gary Holt, who initially joined as a touring member in 2011 before joining permanently after Hanneman's death in 2013, man. Rest in peace. Drummer John Dett was also a member of the band. The original lineup of King, Hanneman, and Araya contributed to the band's lyrics, and all of the band's music was written by King and Hanneman. The band's lyrics and album art, which cover topics such as, you know, serial killers, torture, genocide, organized crime, secret society, cults, terrorism, religion, fascism, you know, all of those things that are surrounded with the metal community, just all of those lovely topics that metal singers and metal bands like to talk about. Completely just kidding, man. All heavy, you know, great things, things about life, things about culture, things about, you know, religion, war, all of those things that need to be talked about, not just hidden, man. These guys kind of, you know, brought to the forefront. They talked about them. They weren't shy about them. They brought up their beliefs, man. That's something you also have to respect about this band. They received a lot of criticism from religious groups, as you can expect. It's just one of those things that comes with the territory. However, the music of this band has been highly influential, being cited by many bands as an influence musically, visually, and lyrically. The band's third album, Rain in Blood, has been described as one of the heaviest and most influential thrash metal albums of all time, man. And it is a phenomenal album, front to back, cover to cover. It's a great listen, man. Slayer has released 12 studio albums, 3 live albums, a box set, 6 music videos, 2 extended plays, and a cover album. 4 of the band's studio albums have received gold certification in the United States. Slayer has sold 5 million copies in the U.S. from 1991 to 2013, according to Nielsen, and over 20 million worldwide. The band has received 5 Grammy Award nominations, winning 1 in 2007 for the song Eyes of the Insane, and 1 in 2008 for the song Final Six, both of which were from the album Christ Illusion. After more than 3 decades of recording and performing, Slayer announced in January 2018 that it would embark on a farewell tour, which took place from May 2018 until November of 2019, after which the band disbanded. While Slayer never announced a specific reason for the breakup, it is believed that singer-bassist Tom Araya didn't want to continue performing previously, citing physical limitations due to various health conditions. Slayer performed their last show on November 30th, 2019 in Los Angeles. King said of the farewell tour was an emotional experience. Every one of those shows was a bummer. We were going to all these places and all these cities where we're having in history. It's a bummer to think I'm not going to see my friends there again. You get to that country and know you're never going to see these people. He continued, I haven't seen them now in almost 3 years and that sucks, and the fans too. Slayer means a lot to our fans and they mean a lot to us. I know I will see these people again, but no, Slayer leaves a big hole for a lot of people. King has been working on a new project which has a lot of ties to Slayer material. He says it will appeal to Slayer fans. If you know my work, you know what it is going to sound like. Well, in that previous interview is when he was talking about how Slayer will not be moving forward for the foreseeable future. But lo and behold, as was announced this week, they are. They are going to be coming back together, man, for this for these festivals. So it's official. Slayer reunites, announces first shows in 5 years, man. 5-year hiatus is a long time, but sometimes that's enough to catch your breath, kind of rebond, you know, put perspective in things, maybe things you miss, maybe things you want to try to accomplish again, man. So good for them coming back. But Slayer is officially reunited, and it will return to the live stage in September. Man, that seems so far away. But for the first time since the band wrapped its last concert of its world tour, Slayer, a.k.a. Tom Araya, Kerry King, Gary Holt, and Paul Bostaff. I just freaking love that name. His name is Bo Staff. That's freaking awesome. They will return to the stage this fall, headlining two major festivals, Riot Fest and Louder Than Life, which I've got to share their Louder Than Life lineup with you guys because it is awesome. We'll get to that in a second. Nothing compares to the 90 minutes when we're on stage playing live, sharing that intense energy with our fans, Uriah said. And to be honest, we have missed that. King added, have I missed playing live? Absolutely. Slayer means a lot to our fans. They mean a lot to us. And it has been 5 years since we've seen them. We're thrilled to announce Slayer will be reunited for an earth-shattering performance at Louder Than Life Festival, said Dave Wimmer. I was at their last show in 2019. And they're going to be back this year with over 140 bands in five stages celebrating 10 years of the Louder Than Life Festival. Earlier this month, Carey said that he had not been in contact with Tom since Slayer played its final show more than 4 years ago. Golly. The 59-year-old guitarist discussed his band's decision to call it quits while speaking to Rolling Stone about his new solo project. Asked how he found out Slayer's bassist vocalist wanted to retire, Carey said, we were on tour and some kid was interviewing him and he said something about he's got to get it together and he's going to get with Carey and talk about it before the next record. He should have just said, I'm probably not going to do another record, or had that conversation with me before mentioning anything like that. And I was just assuming what's going on, what's going to be, and it was just, I'm done. That's not what I expected, but if you made that decision, I'm not going to try to talk you out of it because your heart's not going to be in it anyways. Regarding why Araya had decided to retire, King said, I think just the wear and tear of the road. I think he wanted to be home. None of us are real spotlight seekers, but he's certainly not. And when Jeff Hanneman was around, he was like a hermit. He did not want the fame or the publicity. I tolerate fame, but somebody's got to be that guy, Carey said. Carey also confirmed that the personality differences contributed to Slayer's eventual split. Me and Tom have never been on the same page, he said. Like, if I want a chocolate shake, he's going to want a vanilla shake. If you ask me what color the sky is, I'll say blue. Tom will say white. We're just different people. The further on in years we got, the more evident it became. Am I going to be hanging out with Tom? I mean, he likes tequila a little bit. I'm a tequila head, so I'll have my shot with him and then we'll part ways. We're not going to hang out or anything because we are very different people. And together, we make great music and we put on a great live show. Asked if he has talked to Tom at all since the last Slayer show, Carey said, not even a text, not even an email. I've talked to everybody else in the band. If Tom hit me up, I would probably respond. It just depends on what he hit me up for. I don't wish him dead at this moment, if that means anything. Pressed about whether Tom could make another Slayer album, Carey said, I pretty much have 100% say no because I have a new outlet and it's not Slayer, but it sounds a lot like Slayer. I'm making the music I like to make still, so I don't need to do that. Records don't sell anymore anyways. It just means to have a product out so people know that I'm playing and when to come to town. So that's cool, man. I mean, good for them, you know, trying to get things together. It kind of sounds like there's going to be a riff there. I hope that doesn't reflect on stage at all. I hope they're able to get along, play these songs, get through these sets, and who knows, maybe that chemistry will kind of spark something and maybe they will put an album together, man. So that was the official announcement of Slayer reuniting to be a part of the festival. Now let's talk a little bit about this festival. I'm just going to name a few artists on the list because it is a heavy stacked lineup. I talked about earlier how I'm not a fan of festivals, and I wouldn't be going to this one if it was close anyways, but it is pretty stacked, man. The full lineup for the 2024 edition of the Louder Than Life Festival has been announced, featuring headliners Slipknot, Slayer, Motley Crue, and Korn. One of these things is not like the other. One of these things just doesn't belong. Can't tell. I'm not a big fan of Korn. They're kind of up there with, Five Finger Death Punch, which I see is going to be at this festival as well, man. So whatever day that day is, definitely not going to that day. We're thrilled to announce that Slayer will be reuniting for an earth-shattering performance of Louder Than Life. I've already said that, so let's move on. When and where is this year's Louder Than Life Festival? It is a four-day fest. It will be held at the Highland Festival Grounds at Kentucky Expedition Center in Louisville, Kentucky. That is actually pretty close, but not something I'm interested in. The full lineup, it's going to be happening September 26th to 29th. The full lineup, and I'm just going to highlight a few here. Slayer, Motley Crue, Slipknot, Disturbed, Judas Priest, Falling in Reverse, Breaking Benjamin, The Offspring, Stained, In This Moment, Dropkick Murphys, Hellstorm, Sum 41. Dang, that's awesome, man. Spirit Box, Seven Dust. Yes, Seven Dust is awesome. POD, Fozzy. That's pretty sweet, man. Bob Villain. What an awesome What an awesome name that is. Bob Villain. That's freaking really cool, man. Drowning Pool, Alien Ant Farm, Nonpoint, Finger 11, Tantric, Trapped, Winona Fighter. Look at these. You know what? I'm going to start reaching out to some of these bands that have them on the show, because I just need to talk to them about their names and about their sound, because these metal bands always come up with the coolest things. Ooh, I see Any Given Sin's going to be there. Their singer's been on the show. Go back, check out that episode. Any Given Sin's an awesome band. Casket, Silly Goose, Hemorrhage, and Black Map are just some of the bands that I wanted to highlight that are going to be at this festival, man. So it's going to be a heavy hitter, man. It's going to be a good one. If you enjoy festivals, go out there and have a good day. Let's see if I can kind of spotlight who is with who here. So on the day, Slipknot is going to be, they also have Sum 41, Seether, Hailstorm, Highly Suspect. On the day that Slayer is playing, there will also be Anthrax, Evanescence, In This Moment, and Clutch. I do like Clutch, and Fozzy. On the day that Motley Crue is playing, they have the Dropkick Murphys, Seven Dust, Disturbed. Not a big fan of Skillet. Mastodon is pretty awesome, though. And then on the day that Korn is playing is also going to be Breaking Benjamin, Spirit Box, Judas Priest. I mean, I guess they tried to mix it up so everybody gets a little bit of everything, you know, on that day. So you're not just getting one specific thing on each specific day. So cool. If you guys are fans of festivals, I keep bringing that up. Just let me know. Let me know what you think about that festival. If you're going to be going. If you're going to be going, that's awesome, man. I hope you go out there. I hope you have a great time. I hope you stay safe. I know it's going to be hot as hell. Especially down here in the South, man. September is a rough, rough time of year when it comes to humidity and sweat. But that's what it's all about, right? Go out there, see some metal acts, sweat your face off, and have a great time, man. All right, moving on. One more album, or one more article I wanted to share with you guys. Now that Slayer is back, we're talking about Slayer this week on the show. I wanted to talk about their songs, man. So they have just an amazingly large, great catalog of metal music. They haven't really... They're very influential. They play they know what they do, and they do it very, very well, man. So while the catalog is immense, it's not exactly, I'm not saying they're AC/DC or anything, but they're not really changing the game, I guess you could say, whenever it comes to diversity. But they know what they do. They do it very well, and I love it personally, man. But I wanted to share an article I found where here is the most and least played song off of every single Slayer album. The Big Four's thrash legends have released 11 albums of original material over the years. While they are certainly highs and lows amid the catalog, one quality rings true for all, which is that Slayer were completely uncompromising in their approach to metal, remaining musically and lyrically brutal throughout. The only real lean in another direction came with new metal addled Diabolus and Musica, and since a debut album is usually an obvious culmination of influences, their Show No Mercy debut was more closely aligned with new wave of British heavy metal before they completely broke free and blazed their own trail. Slayer's had a lot of material to work with, and while so many hits and fan favorites, the set lists leave little wiggle room for some of the hidden gems and deep cuts. All right, so let's just start it from the top, man. The most played song off of every single Slayer album. So... Slayer, Show No Mercy, back in 1983. It is as old as I am. That's incredible. Most played song is Die by the Sword. Slayer's Haunting the Chapel EP. Most played song is Chemical Warfare. Slayer, Hell Awaits. The most played song is Hell Awaits, of course. Title tracks are normally the good ones. Just kidding. Let's see. Rain in Blood. Most played song is Raining Blood. Phenomenal song. I kicked it off for this segment. Slayer's South of Heaven, most played song, South of Heaven, of course. Slayer's Season in the Abyss, most played song is War Ensemble. Phenomenal, phenomenal song. Slayer's Divine Intervention, most played song is Ditto Head. Slayer's Diabolus and Musica, I'm probably brutalizing that, but Stain of the Mind is the most played song off that album. Slayer's God Hates Us All, most played song is Disciple. Slayer's Christ Illusion, most played song is Jihad, which is crazy because if what I'm going by earlier, the song that they won Grammys for is not the most played song. How do you like that? How do you like that? Suck it, Grammys. Slayer's World Painted Blood, phenomenal title, by the way. Most played song is Hate Worldwide. And Slayer's Repentless from 2015, most played song is Repentless. All right, let's go through the list real quick of least played song off of every Slayer album. So starting at the top, Show No Murphy, Mercy, Tormentor, Haunting the Chapel, Haunting the Chapel. Look at there. The title track is the one that's the least played from that album. I think that kind of gives you an idea of that song is just, or that album is just good across the board. So each one kind of has its own, you know what I mean. From Hell Awaits, the least played song is Crypts of Eternity. Rain and Blood, least played song is Piece by Piece. Slayer's South of Heaven, least played song is Behind the Crooked Cross. Wow, that's ominous sounding. Slayer's Season of the Abyss, least played song is Expendable Youth. Slayer's Divine Intervention, least played song, Circle of Belief and Fictional Reality. Slayer's Diabolus and Musica, I'm going to keep messing that up, least played song is Scrum. God Hates Us All, New Faith is the least played song. Christ Illusion, Flesh Storm, which sounds brutal as hell, is the least played song. Slayer's World Painted Blood, least played song is Beauty Through Order. And from the Repentless album, their last album, the least played song is Cast the First Stone. That is awesome, man. So that is a list of the, I don't know if you could call them the most popular and least popular songs, but according to the statistics that Loudwire had put together for this article, that is what they came up with. So there's also a link here for every Slayer song ranked from worst to best. And let's see if we can check that out real quick. Let's do the top 10. How about that? All right, coming in at number one is Angel of Death. Coming in at number two is War Ensemble. I'm really interested to see where the song I picked to play for this week's show is, because it's my favorite Slayer song. It's my go-to. It's the first one I always want to listen to when I turn on Slayer. I'm interested to see if it's even in the top 10. But coming at number three is Rain and Blood. Coming at number four is Die by the Sword. Number five is At Dawn They Sleep. I love the titles of their songs, man. Number six is Black Magic. South of Heaven comes in at number seven. At number eight is Jesus Saves. At number nine is Season in the Abyss. And at number 10 is Piece by Piece. That's close. Let's go. Number 11 is Mandatory Suicide. Number 12 is Postmortem. Okay, so whenever I said that one that's close, at number 10, Piece by Piece, that's close because my favorite song and the song that we're going to be wrapping up this show this week is Bitter Peace from that album in 1998, Diabolus and Musica, the one I keep brutalizing. That is my favorite Slayer song. Just the ride cymbal on that, the guitar riff is really, really good, man. So that is my favorite Slayer song. Please let me know in the comments what your favorite Slayer song is. And I hope you guys enjoyed this episode, because anytime I get the chance to just sit down and talk this music that we love with all of you, I know it's a great day. I know it's a good time, and I always look forward to it. So let's end this week's show with a bang, man. Crank this one up. I'll talk to y'all next time. Stay safe. Stay happy. Most importantly, stay metal. Hey, that's the show for this week. Thank you guys so much for tuning in. Please make sure you hit that like and subscribe button. And join us here at the Thrill Me Podcast Network, where you can check out phenomenal shows like Haunters Podcast, The Review at Rob Show, The Mr. Wonderful Show, and Core Memory Unlocked. We greatly appreciate you. And until next time, stay metal.